The Port of Corpus Christi lies along an industrial landscape, just a short walk from the Bayfront Cultural District and downtown. It opened in 1926 and is the engine that drives the area's economy. But the only contact many had with the port was the view from the harbor bridge of the refineries along the ship channel. Then the Congressman Solomon P. Ortiz International Center opened in late 2000 at the port's inner harbor. It's a 60,000-square-foot cruise ship terminal, conference center, and banquet hall. It created a civic link between the port and people. Richter Architects of Corpus Christi designed the center to respect the building's maritime setting and its cotton warehouse origins. They also looked toward the future, when cruise ships will call. Tejanos bricks and corrugated metal panels cover the facade. An addition to the building angles toward the bayfront and suggests a ship's prow. Abstract tile murals form a coastline and the sea, and tiny colorful tiles pave the entryway floor, like scattered confetti. Inside, the architects set the lobby and the main corridor's partitions behind the original steel support columns. Light filters down from clear-story monitors that ventilated the warehouse. The panes were reglazed with multicolored fiberglass that's storm-resistant and festive. The main meeting and exhibit space occupies a 16,000-square-foot concourse. Its cast concrete firewall was left unpainted to reveal time-worn markings, such as a stenciled no smoking sign. There's also something new, a wall of windows that extends to the top of the structure. When tankers pass by, everything else stops. Architect David Richter.
It almost feels like a wall of the space is moving. You almost want to put your hand on the column or the table to get your bearings, because one whole facade of this rather large room can appear as if it's silently sliding past you.